we're going to move on to the Conservation Committee, of which I'm committee chair. Our former Commissioner Bivens is not with us, and so right at this point, at this moment, at least for this meeting, I'm committee chair, and we'll move on. We do have an executive session. We may end up putting it off relative to timing till lunchtime, but that's the very bottom. So I think we're starting off with an update on Texas Parks and Wildlife progress implementing the land and water resources. Carter Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We don't have any specific action items to report on the land and water plan. Again, we'll defer those to May. But a couple items of interest that I do want to report on. One, you know how diligently our coastal fisheries team and law enforcement have been working on the crab trap cleanup. And at the end of February, we had the 10th annual cleanup, collecting those abandoned crab traps. You know, those are just dead traps for errant pinfish and shellfish that get caught in those abandoned traps. This was the 10th year. I think almost 30,000 traps have been collected, Robin, over the course of that. This year, fortunately, we didn't have as many. We hope that that program has really taken hold, and maybe even a nonprofit group will grab a hold of that in the future, because we get great volunteer effort that helps make that possible and support the fisheries biologists and wardens. So really, really good program. Also, I know our infrastructure and state parks teams were very pleased recently with the designation of Park Road 4, which connects 281 to Highway 29 there at Inks Lake State Park and Longhorn Cavern State Park in the National Register of Historic Places. That was one of those roads that was designed by the CCC, and so very historic bucolic drive through the hill country, and this helps ensure that scenic character stays intact. And obviously that's important when you're entering a state park. You want your blood pressure to be going down, not up. And so keeping that roadway fairly intact and scenic is
like that picture of Enchanted Rock.
Exactly. Also want to compliment Jeannie Munoz, who's sitting quietly in the back there in our project management office, that has worked very closely with Apache Oil Corporation in the last couple of years to get a bunch of native tree seedlings donated to us for restoration efforts on our state wildlife management areas and other properties that we steward. They have literally donated thousands of seedlings to support things. Just completed a big project at Resaca de la Palma State Park on an old Resaca to restore Montezuma bald cypress and sable palms there. And so Apache's been a great partner, and Jeannie's really done a great job doing that. Jeannie, raise your hand. I'm going to make you bask in something other than anonymity. So you raise your hand proudly. You're doing a great job on that. So appreciate all you're doing. Last but not least, just want to brag, if I could, on one of our colleagues, Derek Holdstock, in our wildlife division. I think some of you know, in late February, really bad wildfires that were sweeping through the panhandle burned over 110,000 acres, coming through little communities of Paducah and Matador. Derek had just gotten a new, I think, a pumper rig and a new fire truck for the division to be used up there for prescribed fires. Was able to put that in action to save somebody's home there in Paducah, and responded immediately, had the only engine that was available, and really proud of his action. I want to honor Derek for his quick thinking and actions there. Very impressive. As you know, our work is all about our folks being in communities, and they live and serve there, and so being responsive in times of need is a hallmark of this agency, and I think Derek exemplified it that day, and I want to honor him and his work. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, and I was reminded we do doing approval of previous meeting minutes. Do I have approval? Commissioner Duggan, second.
Second.
Commissioner Hickson, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Number two, request for pipeline easement, Orange County, Tony Houseman Wildlife Management Area, request permission to begin public notice and input process. Ted Hollingsworth. Ted?
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. The item we're looking at now is in response to a request from Air Products Pipeline for an easement across.
Wait, now
we're looking at the wrong.
I'm Tony Houseman. Yeah, did I read the wrong one or not? You want us just we're going back?
I'm going to claim somebody else is responsible for that faux pas. Try it one more time, please.
No.
No, ma'am, we need one that says Orange County.
It would have been the second one.
Look at the top of your screen there.
Yeah.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item is in response to a request from Air Products Pipeline Company for an easement across the Tony Hausman Wildlife Management Area in Orange County. As you can see, the request is to place a pipeline adjacent to an existing pipeline corridor. This is very similar to a request we responded to 2 years ago, running across the Tony Hausman Wildlife Management Area. Very similar. This ultimately, this pipeline scar will add about 3 acres of impact to that existing corridor. You might recall that the Denbury Green Pipeline resulted in about 3 acres, and in compensation for the initial impact, they added 93 acres of habitat to the wildlife management area. We're looking at a very similar arrangement with Air Products Company. They're working with the Conservation Fund, Andy Jones of that organization, already working with adjacent landowners to acquire lands that could be added to the wildlife management area to help offset that impact. There would be financial compensation as well for the impact to the wildlife management area. Our goal is always to avoid all impacts that we possibly can. In cases, however, where there doesn't seem to be a reasonable and prudent alternative, obviously we want to offset those impacts to every extent possible. It'll be a directional drill with a single bore pit inside the wildlife management area. Otherwise, the only surface expression would be some vegetation clearing in order for them to monitor the installed pipeline. This is the first of two readings. At this point, we're only requesting permission to begin the public notice and input process. Between now and the time we return to you, we would solicit that input. We would also get more detail about what lands might be added to the wildlife management area. We're also working closely with Rebecca Hensley's group to ensure that mitigation for the impacts of the pipeline is appropriate. The addition of land to the wildlife management area is only to offset operational impacts. There are still regulatory impacts for damages done to jurisdictional wetlands, and Rebecca Hensley's group and make sure that the pipeline is also in compliance with those regulations. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, isn't that in the existing pipeline right-of-way?
It is. The pipeline right-of-way would have to be widened by 15 feet to make room. There are regulations about how close together those pipelines can be.
So it's going to be, right-of-way will be widened.
Yes, sir, exactly. There will be temporary equipment staging areas, push-pull areas for the new pipeline. The permanent expansion of the easement will be approximately 15 feet.
Because you said in here it was inside an existing.
It's adjacent to an existing, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, so you're adding to it, in other words, you're making it wider.
Yes, sir.
On here it says, you just have to say within an existing pipeline.
It's with an existing corridor, and I guess I'll word those differently in the future, but there's already, I don't know how many, already four or five pipelines there. We're adding a pipeline. It's an existing corridor, although, again, the surface expression and the easement will be 15 feet wider than it currently is. I'll be
yeah,
more clear.
You are
about
making
that
it wider.
Yes, sir.
The easement will be wider.
It's directional boring, yes, sir.
You're widening it down under the ground, not on top.
They will actually widen it on the surface because once it's installed, right, once it's installed, the way they monitor pigs and other other maintenance issues is on the surface, so they will clear some vegetation in the process.
Was that part of the 3 acres you're talking about?
That 3 acres is a 15-foot strip. The length of that of that line that you saw. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
In your discussion, you say that this area is managed for wetlands credit by TxDOT. Can you explain how that, what you mean by that?
Yes, sir, I can. This Tony Hasman Wildlife Management Area, we acquired that at no cost to the agency. Texas Department of Transportation bought that property to offset impacts to wetlands from highway projects in southeast Texas in that area, and through an elaborate agreement between us, TxDOT, and the Corps of Engineers, we own and operate the site, but as they construct highways, they extract credit from the site. Another complicating factor here, and the reason Rebecca Hensley's shop is involved, is because that 3 acres takes out of the wetland pool, right, that TxDOT has access to and will have to be compensated for somewhere else.
So does TxDOT get part of the compensation as a result of losing 3 acres with a potential future?
In the Denbury pipeline deal, they did not. We offered to make them whole in any manner they felt was appropriate, and in that case we did not. And I don't actually know. They have to work through the mitigation banking team to determine the actual loss of credits from the credit ledger, and whether they can pick those credits up elsewhere, whether they pick those up from the 93 acres that was added to the wildlife management area. Rebecca, do you know how that was resolved?
I don't know how that was resolved. Ms. Jamie Schubert is here. He might be able to.
But that's sort of a separate process. In the event TxDOT were to request financial compensation for that, in addition to the acreage, there is tens of thousands of dollars that gets paid for those impacts, and I'm sure staff could work out an arrangement with TxDOT that would meet everybody's needs.
Well, what I was more focused on is if TxDOT's losing 3 acres that it out of its credit supply.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it have to consent to this, or wouldn't Air Products have to come up with at least 3 substitute acres to provide to TxDOT for that purpose?
Yes, sir, and we do coordinate these with TxDOT.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for Ted? Okay. Thank you, Ted. Are you up next? Is that what
I probably, I usually am.
Number 3, request for utility easement, Harris County, telecommunication cable at San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site. Request permission to begin public notice and input process.
And since you've already seen the present, Chairman, Commissioner, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item is another request for easement. It's at San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site, which is just a short ways east of Houston. This line crosses the extreme southern tip of the battleground, crosses a piece of property that we actually own to preserve the visual integrity of the entrance road to the battleground. This request is a little bit unusual in that it is an after-the-fact request. AT&T had actually excavated a small bore pit on the property before it came to our attention. At this point, I don't know if they thought they had avoided our property or if they thought TxDOT owned the right-of-way, but they've been quite cooperative. They shut down the operation. They retained archaeologists, sifted all the material that had come out of the bore pit. It's been determined that there were no impacts to archaeological resources. The rest of that line will be directionally drilled. They have a temporary permit from us to proceed so they can supply the needed telecommunication services to Occidental Chemical. But the issuance of an easement, of course, will require your concurrence. This is the first reading. We will come back to you, propose to come back to you in May and request permission to proceed to issue that easement. The normal fees for such an easement would be applied, of course, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
As sensitive as that area is relative to friends of and the various groups, say it the right way, are we keeping everybody informed?
Yes, sir, and this one is particularly visible because that little road triangle that you see just west of the line is the area that high-profile cannonball came from just a few months ago, and a large number of artifacts. So there was a great deal of concern that there may have been an impact, or there might be an impact from the line. So we've tried to be very transparent. Of course, there's a public notice associated, or a public component associated with the issuance of a permit to proceed from the Historical Commission. So we've tried to be very very transparent with this transaction.
Everybody's aware of this going on.
Yes, sir.
And why and how it happened. Okay. Any questions or comments for Ted? Yes, sir.
Ted, are you satisfied that that the entire route of the proposed easement has been sufficiently investigated from an archaeological standpoint that we don't have any issues, or just the area where they started digging?
Just here where they dug, it's a 4-inch directional drill, and it's deep enough that our archaeologists were only concerned about the bore pit proper. There was a single bore pit, or there was another built bore pit at the north end of this where they tied into the existing box at Occidental. They also had the archaeologists check that as well. They've been extremely cooperative, and we don't believe there are going to be any ancillary impacts as a result of the installation of this line.
Okay. Any questions, comments? All right, Ted, thank you. You are up next, I would assume. Number four, disposition of land, Parker County, sale of 8.5 plus or minus acres at Lake Mineral Well State Trailway. Request permission to begin public notice and input.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item is a little bit out of the ordinary. It is a request from Union Pacific to purchase 8.5 acres out of the Lake Mineral Wells State Park and Trailway. What is unusual about the request is that the contract for acquisition of the trailway and the deed, the recorded deed for the trailway, reserved to Union Pacific the right to purchase back any portion of the trailway at any time in the future at appraised value for operations, and they have simply asked to exercise that provision in the deed. Fortunately, this section of tract, which is a little bit less than a mile in length, is east of the terminus of the public access trailway. There's still tracks and ties in this section. The public does not use it as a portion of the trailway. And because of, here's a close-up of that area that's been requested, but because of that provision in the deed, and we've had our attorneys double-check us on this, they do have the authority and the right to buy that back, and they've been extremely cooperative, and would like this to go before the commission so that the commission can be aware and make any comments that the commission might have on this transfer back to the railroad company. They have, just in the last couple days, have ordered a survey and an appraisal of that tract, and by the time we come back to you, we'll have the details of the transaction. Be happy to answer any questions.
So we're looking at buying this piece?
No, we own the piece now.
They're going to buy it back from us.
The railroad's buying it back.
The railroad is buying it back, yes, sir.
I'm pretty familiar with UP. I do a lot of stuff with them, and I know where they're coming from. I know their attorneys that handle all this pretty well. So that's where they want to double track. Okay. Interesting.
one time, had they given it to us or sold it to us? Or
we purchased it. Now, I don't know if we purchased it at a bargain price. We purchased it approximately the same time as the Caprock Canyons Trailway with federal dollars that had been made available for conversion of rights-of-way into hike, bike, equestrian trails. I do not know why that provision is in the deed. Obviously, Union Pacific anticipated the possibility of needing some of that back for operations at some point in the future. Yes, sir.
So it's fairly straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. Yes, sir.
Relative to our legal group looking at it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Ted on this one? Okay. Number 5, land acquisition, Smith County, half acre at Tyler State Park. Request permission. Begin public notice.
Good morning. For the record, Corky Kuhlman with the Land Conservation Program. This is an acquisition of about approximately half an acre at Tyler State Park, northeast Texas. The park is just north of Tyler, Texas. This acquisition is that small panhandle you see where the red proposed acquisition is actually the entrance to the park. The park is out of compliance with ADA regulations for access to the headquarters. The only way to do that is to build a new entrance of sort. And this half acre, if you look at this, we had hoped to buy 2 or 3 acres there to give us some more flexibility of building a new headquarters and parking entrance. Also, on heavy weekends, the traffic does back up onto the county road out there. So we had hoped to buy more. The gentleman was reluctant to sell any. That is pecan orchard, and he does his coastal in it. He farms it. We talked him into this half acre, and the next slide will show you why even this half acre is important. This is a plan for when we rebuild, ever get a chance to do any work at Tyler. It will give a little bit of buffer. You can see that parking lot would go right against the green line, which is our property line. So we're getting just enough to buffer a new facility there. So with that, we request permission to begin the public notice and input process. I'll be glad to take any questions.
You can stop too, is it?
Sir?
A price or whatever it is.
We talked about it, and what is that half acre is going to end up costing us around $5,000.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Corky?
Are you talking about going ahead and closing on this year, or are you paying this for the right to purchase it?
This will be used as what little bit of acquisition dollars we have left to get it done before August 31st. Yes, sir.
You don't, we won't get it. Good question. Yeah. Number 6, acceptance of land donation, Galveston County, approximately 50 acres at Galveston Island State Park.
For the record, Corky Kuhlman, Land Conservation Program. This is a donation of approximately 50 acres of Galveston Island State Park. We all know where Galveston Island is. The acquisition you see there is in red. The outline, actually on your agenda map, I had shown this track going completely down to the main road. There are some commercial tracks that are along that 13 mile road and the main county road left. So there's a little discrepancy in the map. That is the donation track. Oh, excuse me, I thought there was another. This is the donation track is a mitigation track for a developer. He had met most of his criteria prior to the hurricane. The hurricane wiped it all out. He didn't have the money or the will to proceed again. There's very little left to do to meet all the requirements of the Corps to meet his mitigation obligations. He's going to donate it to us with the fact that we have to complete all the mitigation requirements. We've looked at it. We think we can get it done with the Friends Group, with volunteers. It consists mostly of aquatic vegetation planting in the wetlands. It should be an easy fix for us. We do have to get Corps of Engineer buy-off. We're working with them now. to see if they'll transfer this track to us and the requirements and let us proceed with meeting all the requirements of the mitigation. And there are no mineral rights, unfortunately, to this track. But it is a mitigation track, and if somebody came in the future to and wanted to drill on it, it would be difficult to do because they'd have to mitigate for whatever they're taking they do for a pad site. If you look where the Galveston Island, where the D is, if you go to the east from there, there's a little square there that is owned by Wagner Oil, and there is a dry hole, a pad site on that, where a dry hole, and we're in the process of trying to get pursuing that track, but that's down the road.
Is that Wagner, as in Brian Wagner of Fort Worth?
Yes, sir, I think so.
You don't have any executive rights relative to drilling. Theoretically, somebody could come in and drill.
Yes, sir,
on that track. But they'd have to find mitigation property elsewhere.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Borky on this one? Okay, thank you, sir. Number seven is a due part search briefing. Palo Pinto County is an executive session, so we're going to put it off and move on to finance under Dr. Falcone, and we'll do that executive session piece, number seven, over lunch, another hour or so, whatever.
At this time, we'll reconvene the regular session of the Conservation Commission regarding committee item number one, the new park search briefing in Palo Pinto County. No further action is required at this time. So